I am calling this meeting to order on the Department of IDEA on Thursday, October 27th at 5:05 p.m. in the President's Conference Room on the third floor of the Joe Crowley Student Union, as well as available on Zoom. The next part of our agenda, we're going to go into reading the land acknowledgement. So, we are on Native land. During the California Gold Rush between 1848 and 1855, countless indigenous groups in California and Nevada were forcefully and violently displaced, assimilated, and dispossessed of their lands. The University of Nevada, Reno, which by way of the 1862 Morrill Land-Grant College Act was established as a land-grant institution in 1874 by the Nevada State Constitution, and is situated on the traditional indigenous homelands of the New Moon, Northern Paiute, Washoe, Washoe, Niue, Western Shoshone, and Nuwa, Southern Paiute peoples. From their inception, land-grant institutions acted historically and disproportionately, either explicitly or implicitly, to serve white male students while excluding many others, including indigenous peoples. We acknowledge with great respect, profound gratitude, as well as meaningful acknowledgement and context that we have been able and continue to live, work, and learn on their ancestral territory. We recognize these deep connections to these lands, which continue to serve as gathering places for them. Thank you, y'all. We're going to move into our third part of the agenda, roll call. Amanda, if you would like to start.
Commissioner Garduno?
Present.
Commissioner Patel?
Here.
Assistant Director Grima?
Here. I'm
Yeah, you're good. Director Wolfgang?
Here. Awesome. A quorum is present. So, into our fourth part of the agenda, public comment. Do we have any public comment at this time? Taylor, if you'd like, you can just unmute or throw your hand up and I can call on you if you have any comments. Okay, seeing none, we're going to go into our fifth part of the agenda, approval of minutes. So earlier today, you, our IDEA commissioners and assistant directors and officers received an email with the September 29th minutes that our wonderful secretary Amanda was able to type up for us. If you were able to give them a read, if there's anything that you would like edited or changed, these minutes are really just the kind of binded minutes that the secretaries work on. It's like a historical part of our legacy. And now with the official change of a diverse from prison labor, there's going to be a little bit of a change with where we're outsourcing these minutes. So it's pretty cool that we're going to be able to be a part of history in a really great positive way now. So if there's any changes you'd like to make to the minutes, you can feel free to amend them now. And if not, we can seek a motion to approve the minutes. Is there any discussion on the minutes at all from our officers? Awesome. I am seeking a motion to approve the minutes from the September 29th, 2022 Department of IDEA meeting through unanimous consent. And then you say the same thing I just did, and you said, "I seek to approve the minutes."
I seek to approve the minutes
from September 29th.
From September 29th.
2022.
Unanimous consent.
And then
a
second.
Second. Is there any dissent to that motion? Seeing none, the motion is passed. Look at that, y'all. We're so efficient with passing these things. We're going to move into reports. So we're just going to start with Nicole. Nicole, if you have a report, feel free to share it.
I'm so sorry. There you go. Alrighty. I have a meeting with my intern every Thursday at 12. Last week we did not meet just due to some like timing issues I had personally, but I met with Dinara today. And we discussed possible things that she would like to see within our department and tasks that we want to work on. And one idea that she brought forward was, and we talked about it like before, we just didn't really act upon it. she brought up a really cool idea of presenting to Senate committees. And she, we kind of discussed of like what, but she kind of wants to do like a little like presentation of just like educating them on just like some like cultural events that are happening within the month, or just some like basic education of issues that maybe the committee doesn't see themselves, like about like finance and stuff like that. And I think Diane and I want to discuss that more with you, but that was a possible idea that we're looking forward, and if we make that an actual thing, I'm gonna let her control what she wants to talk about and So, like, what topic to what committee, or if she wants to do it to, like, departments, like Department of GovOps or something like that. So we had that conversation, and she's also interested in working with me in my Title IX stuff I do outside of ASUN, so I'll be bringing her along to those meetings I'm attending. So that was that. I'm still in close contact with the LRC, and throughout the event that I attended at LRC, like the Boomy Mini that I spoke with a representative from the Undocumented PAC. So I'm excited to work with them once we do that campaign. I made it my goal for the next upcoming weeks to reach out to more clubs because I feel like I am not reaching out to enough. I just want to make sure like their presence is known and know that we have resources for them. And then around 2 weeks ago, I think was like the National Coming Out Day event, and that went really, really well. I'm so happy that I worked with Nikki and the other organizations that were there, and I look forward to working with Planned Parenthood in future events.
Cool. Is there any questions for Nicole at this time? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to Commissioner Patel. If you'd like to share a report with us, feel free.
Yeah, so over the past few weeks, I've been working on getting the student blog post and the senator interview sent out to the general student body, which happened during when the new ASU newsletter was sent out for this month. It had a link to that page as well as Instagram posts for the students, which the students were very excited that finally came to life, and they were excited to share it with their friends, make sure their amazing blog posts were read by their friends, as well as now I proposed a project like early into our Proud to Be a Person with a Disability campaign. Unfortunately, it didn't work out because I proposed that we have a poem and an art gallery online that could be accessed through a link, but that would require ASUN to kind of feature copyrighted material on their website as well, and then it would also kind of, another way was posting it on Instagram, which also requires the same thing. So I think I'm going to take this as a learning experience and make sure I stay on top of things and make sure what can and can't work just so I don't have this type of situation again. Mm-hmm. So I'm just trying to kind of pivot from that, see what else I can do in the short amount of time that we have left, and make sure that I'm staying on top of things for the coming month and make sure I don't have this problem again. Yeah.
Are there any questions for Om at this time? I have a question. Maybe we can pivot and maybe feature like student on-campus students that maybe have, I think something that would be really cool is if we reached out to like, I also didn't know that, by the way, so I'm sorry about that. I thought it was a great idea. I didn't know that there would be copyright issues, but I think maybe we can reach out to Brushfire and see if there are any artists that partner with Brushfire that have lived with disabilities in the past or are currently living with a disability. I think it would be really cool to be able to feature students on our campus. I think that would be a pretty quick turnaround as well, because our relationship with Brushfire is hopefully improving, especially over time, after seeing a lot of the student support that is really out there for the Brushfire. So I think by just reaching out to them and maybe connecting and doing like a collaborative online display of art, but specifically student art. So we wouldn't need copyright. We would just need to reach out to students and ask them if they would like their art displayed. I think that would be a really good pivot. So kind of still focus on the focus of art, but pivot a little bit in terms of not using copyrighted material.
And then I know the last time we did that Spotify playlist, I just felt it was kind of, I didn't feel comfortable having a playlist this time, just because it would be like, what would we ask the students? So something I was thinking of is, for the months where it might be somewhat like problematic to have a playlist, we can still have a playlist, but have a different feature, like not, like we did Latinx artists, and then we can have something like recent hits or throwbacks mm-hmm. submitted by students, so there's still a playlist for that month. And rather than having like a playlist dedicated to a specific group, we can have like a monthly playlist with a highlight.
Yeah, I think that'd be a really awesome. I think that'd be really awesome to pursue with our next celebration as well. Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Any other questions for Alma this time? Seeing none, I'll pass it over to you, Helen. If you would like to share your report, anything you want to talk about, the budget that's on our agenda today, or anything that you have in mind, feel free to share.
Okay, so First off, yesterday I presented to the executive, actually the legislative interns, with Trace on FaceTime. It was actually really fun. There was multiple interns who are really interested in our department, and I had a lot of conversations after the meeting about them possibly like applying for the social justice and policy commissioner position next semester if it's open. The budget I wanted to refer back to, so basically the budget is just for me and the interns. We're going to be putting together little goodie bags to give out to the entire association. We made like a little cute card. I will send it in the group chat, but it says, trick or trace, put on your scary face. Don't be frightened because they be biting. It's a really funny thing that we put together. But the interns completely made the card together. It was like a really fun internship meeting. Tomorrow, we still are meeting at 5:15 in the PCR. And we're having the idea committee in Senate, the committee of idea, as well as the pro tempore, the parliamentarian, and the speaker come in and present to all the interns. So if you guys want to come, it's at 5:15 tomorrow. I know it's Nevada Day, so you can't make it. It's perfectly fine, and you do not need to come. It's just optional. But yeah, the budget is basically we're just going to be putting together goodie bags and then giving it to the entire association. And that's what the budget is. Yeah, that's my presentation for my update.
Nice. Is there any questions for Helen at this time? Okay, seeing none, we'll go into the director's report. My report is kind of going to be a little bit of a explanation of what's going on with our open position right now in our department. With our advisor, Becca, getting a new job. So first off, huge congratulations to Becca. Becca's been a really awesome help with us here in IDEA. Really helpful with a lot of things just going on, and they're always there supporting us and supporting me, and I really appreciate them. So I'm really excited for their future endeavors. But with them leaving, I kind of have to take a little bit more of a shift on focusing on filling that last commissioner position we have in our department. I've been doing a lot of outreach. It seems like a lot of current interns are very interested in applying for the position, so I'm very excited to see a lot of interns applying. I know we have a few of our own personal interns and our IDEA internship that are looking to apply as well. So if your intern is looking for a job, let them know, because we do have a job that will pay them. They do need a GPA, so that is a 2.0 GPA right now. So if they took summer classes or dual enrollment back in high school, they'll probably have a GPA, which means they can get an officer position. And they also need to be in 7 undergraduate credits. So with those two things known, I'm kind of be shifting a little bit more on that focus. So a lot of the projects I've been working on, I will likely start reaching out to all of you individually and having y'all help me out with some things. Just so we can have our focus on a lot of the like programs that we want to do and different clubs and organizations that we want to collaborate with, but also still making sure that since we don't have an advisor anymore, somebody needs to be doing all these things to hire for a new position. I think that's probably the biggest update I have for all of y'all. So if you know anybody that might be interested in the position or anything like that, feel free to send them my way if they have questions. If they don't have a GPA yet but want to talk about the position, and like maybe if the position is open in the future, we can have an interview. And I can also do mock interviews. Even if I can't hire them, I'd still love to give them that experience. I think being in an interview atmosphere is still great for students and a great way for students to learn. I think the only other thing I have to present on in my report is the NASC conference is coming up in November. One of the officers in the government affairs department was reaching out to all of us directors and asking if we wanted to present, and me and Helen were talking about it would be really cool if we could present. I think the NASC conference is here in Reed High School, so it's like a bunch of student councils in Nevada. They all come up to Reed High School here in Reno, and they go to a big conference, and I think it'd be really cool if we presented on IDEA. It would be happening, let me find the date for y'all real quick, but I think it's a very cool NASC. Oh gosh. Give me just a second, y'all. I just had this email pulled up, and now it's no longer pulled up. But they're doing 2 block sessions, so it would be presenting 2 separate times throughout the day. It would be on November 19th. So if you would like to check your schedule and if you're free on that day, I think that's a Saturday. It would be really awesome if we could all as a department get together and present. Or maybe if you wanted to present on something very specific, like a very specific idea thing, you can create your own presentation and I can help you create a workshop. They're looking for people to host sessions, so I think this would be a great opportunity for us to kind of get us out there, like the idea department out there, especially with our rebranding. I think a lot of more students are interested in being a part of our department, and so I'd love to extend that reach back into high schools because a lot of these students could be future UNR students. So that's all I have to present on November 19th is the NASC conference. So if you're interested and free, you can either we can do a collaborative workshop or you can do your own separate one. And then filling the social justice and policy commissioner position. Yeah, those are the things I wanted to cover today. Any questions for myself? All right. So we're going to hop into old business here. So proud to be a person with a disability with Nevada Celebration. I know that you had touched on it a little bit, but I would love to kind of have an open discussion a little bit about like some ideas we can do to pivot around kind of those copyright issues. So does anybody have any thoughts or anything like that when it comes to this celebration of how we should be pivoting a little bit with our social media presence in it? I think, like I mentioned earlier, I think reaching out to the Rush Fire would be really cool. I was also thinking it would be really neat if we did just more of a wide range collaboration with Brush Fire for all of our celebrations, because a lot of students, you know, that's like their first time they have their art produced or published, and so I think it would be really cool if we can give students even more opportunity to share their art campus wide, especially students from diverse backgrounds. So I think maybe streamlining a direct connection with Brush Fire would be ideal. And I'd love to be able to look into that with both this celebration this month and all of our celebrations for all of the months in the future. Are there any, y'all have any thoughts on that?
I think that's a great idea. I think that's a good thing. Like, we have the playlist, we can also have art features, poetry. Brush Fire also does short stories, so mm-hmm. it can be a really good outlet for students from these underrepresented backgrounds on our campus.
Yeah, and I think something great that one of our interns, Daniela, was talking about is like how culture is so tied to like food and music and art and things like that. And I think that a great way for IDEA to further involve ourselves with these students, like creating connections for students to feel comfortable and heard and empowered on our campus is to work with organizations like the Brush Fire. And Brush Fire is amazing. Like, I think that the work they do is really awesome, and I think it would be really awesome if we were able to collaborate with them and share what they do, because a lot of their designs that they publish are often gone in a few weeks after they're published because they're in high demand and not as high of a supply. So I think it'd be really cool if we can kind of like create a virtual access. I know they have them virtually, but like create another virtual avenue for the students to get involved with the Brush Fire. So if you'd like, I can reach out and we can try and start a connection with like the IDEA department and them specifically. I think that'd be really cool. Oh, do I have to say anything for the record or? Okay. Cool. Any other thoughts about this celebration this month?
What I was thinking, not for this month, but following months, is mm-hmm. that if I could get the dates for when we want stuff to be posted, I can submit the work orders well in advance so that uh-huh. I don't miss the date and then we don't have to submit them late. Just because like sometimes things get busy and then I forget to submit them. Mm-hmm. And I don't want that impacting our kind of our brand.
Uh-huh.
So just to make sure. So if we could connect and get those dates figured out.
Okay, yeah. I think that's something that if you'd like, I can make like a little Google sheet with like a timeline mm-hmm. of the specific starts and ends of each celebration. I think that would be perfect to start asking, because Inkblot is, they've been very generous to us.
Yeah.
They've been very, very nice to us. But yeah, I think just to respect their timelines, I think that would be a great idea. So I love that a lot. Any other thoughts, y'all?
Yeah. In my intro meetings when I meet with Dianora, we were talking about this upcoming campaign.
And we were just having, like, a really important discussion of, like as my position of, like, holding, like, an event on campus and, like, celebrate these types of students, we just, like, weren't sure, like, what to do exactly. Like, we were just, like, how do we celebrate? Like, it's, like, really important, like, to celebrate these students. So I really like the idea of, like, doing it through Brush Fire and just, like, that aspect, just because, like, Dinar and I, like, honestly just could not think of anything, just because, like, lack of knowledge from, like, my side of, like, I don't know, like, what resources are on campus that, like, connect with these students personally, like, can we do a collaborative event? It was just kind of, like, that, like, gray area that me and Dinar were in, which we didn't know.
I think something I personally think is very important, especially for, like, identity conversations and empowerment, is how important community leaders are. Because folks will look at us and view us as community leaders, but folks will also look at professionals on campus and view them as community leaders. So, like, you can get connected with the DRC, the Disability Resource Center, and reach out to, I think they have a programming coordinator in that office, and reach out to them and see if they're doing any events or if they have any events planned, and if there's any way that we can support them in that or help collaborate with them. It's very similar to how we were doing with the National Coming Out Day celebration event that we did a few weeks ago, and, like, Indigenous Peoples Day event that we did a few weeks ago, is, you know, reaching out to these organizations, because we're not really a big team, so doing a program that can host 300 people just with the five of us is a little unrealistic, but to be able to connect with different professionals and kind of collaborate on an event so we can get the support we need as people that, you know, not the biggest, actually the smallest department, that is allowed to hold a public meeting with five people, so, and four of us right now. But yeah, so we are obviously not the biggest department, so to be able to connect with these different offices and figuring out how we can collaborate and support each other in ways that would be beneficial to both the students and to us as students as well.
Okay.
Yeah. Something that just came to my mind about that is, like, each month we could have, like, an idea social where we have, like, a place where these students can get together, have maybe, like, food or something we did, like, with a tabling event, have those resources laid out for them to come by, pick things up, just talk to us.
Oh, wow. That might be...
And,
that's awesome.
Yeah, just came to my mind right now. That's something we can work on.
Something I was considering, I was looking at our budget, and I was like, I'll say it on public record because I think it doesn't really bother me that much. We have a budget. It is in my vested interest to spend the entire budget. It's never been done in our department's history. There's always left over. Last semester, there was like $6,000 left over. I don't know where that money goes in the budget. I probably should as the director, but I honestly don't. I'm sure there's, you know, a relief fund where the money floats to. The students that are attending the association have paid the undergraduate fee. They're not going to see that money again unless we spend it. So my thought is, like, if we do something like that, like social tabling things, like once a month for each celebration, we can get shirts, we can get... more physical items so people can leave with a piece of comfortability. Like, that's a big thing for me is, like, I always have my necklaces, I always have my rings. Like, I'm very comfortable with my identity on myself. And maybe we can start doing that for other students. And it's a good way for us to spend our budget while also giving back to the students very intentionally. So I think that's something that we can hopefully plan out with the Inkblot stuff. Well in advance, and having shirts designed and having, you know, maybe bandanas or socks or fanny packs or something funky and weird and fun that students can feel like they can have forever, masks and stuff like that. I think that would be really cool.
And then also, like, I know I'm, like, a person of, like, making sure we're doing something that they want to see, so making it more interactive, like, on Instagram if we want to do, like, a poll or something and, like, say, like, what do you want to see we do with this budget because we have so much, or we don't have to actually say that, but just something along those lines, and be like, what workshop do you want to see, how do you want us to celebrate your identities, and, like, what you go through, and, like, what makes you comfortable. So that's also something that we can do, so we, like, make sure that we're also including the students in the conversation.
I think that's great. I've realized more and more as a director that there's a lot of things that are very, like, the system has set them up to, you know, be very systemy, bureaucratic systems. So, like, producing a poll, which me and Jaime have been working on for weeks now, but it keeps getting sent back to us because there are little things that we need to fix and big things that we need to fix. And like specific wording in polls, because these are like official polls. Mm-hmm. But it seems like on Instagram, those rules don't really apply exactly, because it's a little bit different of an atmosphere. So I think we can use that, you know, flexibility of like, it's a great way to directly reach out to students, and we don't have to go through all the bureaucratic hoops. We can just get right to the students right away. I think I like that idea.
Do you know if we're allowed to create like an idea-specific Instagram? So like, if we're not flooding the main Instagram page, do you know if that's something we can do?
To be honest with you, I have no idea, but I would rather flood the main Instagram page.
I don't know if it's allowed, but we would have to build our following from the ground up, mm-hmm. which would just be a task in itself. So mm-hmm. I think it's best that we
And I like flooding the ASUN. What's wrong with seeing idea stuff on the ASUN? What, they're going to see something about identity and they're like, oh God, listen, they better change their minds because it's going to change. It's going to change them when they get to this campus.
I'm just saying, so it's like more, because I know like there's someone who actually like runs the Instagram page. So like if we're sending so much stuff, so it's like not such just a hassle on them, like we're able to like post whenever and whenever we want. And also, so it's just kind of like we can be more interactive like frequently. So like for example, if there's something coming out like how yesterday they made the post about like being safe over the weekend and stuff like that, mm-hmm. so we're giving attention to those things and then while also like allowing to post those things. I don't know how to explain it, but it makes sense.
I definitely get what you mean, but just like looking at engagement of our posts in the past, I think it really just depends on what kind of posts are coming out before and after it. So that for example, our first like Proud to Be Latinx celebration post, like, got a bunch of interactions because I think it was posted at a really good time. Mm-hmm. And so I don't really know how the Instagram feed works or the algorithm works, but a lot of people were seeing it and a lot of people really liked it. And mm-hmm. so I don't know really how that works, but I definitely see what you're talking about in terms of, like, not flooding it and making sure there's, like, a balance of other departmental. But it's a resource we have, and yeah. it has over, like, 11,000 Instagram followers, mm-hmm. so I think we should use that to our advantage.
Like, I feel the same way with certain things. Like, we can't make our post on our own timeline because it's posted whenever they are able to during mm-hmm. the day.
Yeah.
So sometimes, like, the impact is reduced. Mm-hmm. But it's still reaching more people than it would, like, if we had a department. If there was one that was established for mm-hmm. just our department, it would be great. But we don't, unfortunately. So I think it's the best tool we have. Also, like, they have a 2-week timeline for social media posts, so like you have to submit something 2 weeks in advance, which sometimes there isn't 2 weeks notice for us to know it that far in advance, so that yeah. we can't post it. So I'm still trying to work that out. Yeah. But Inkbot's really busy, and they design everything for us, so I'm grateful for that.
Yeah, yeah. No, definitely. I was just saying it's more of like time frame, like if something were to come out, like I'm thinking like politically or just like something.
I know, because we're in a...
We want to tackle it as soon as possible, but with like we having us going through so many people, sometimes it gets hard and it's kind of like late, if that makes sense.
I completely agree with you. I think, like I said, there's sometimes like a very... There's a system set up where you go through the process, but the idea department, like sometimes something happens mm-hmm. and we're like, this needs to be out now yeah. kind of thing. And so it... There's like ebb and flow to that a little bit, and I think that we're still learning the kind of flow a little bit, but I'm okay with having to learn that flow rather than creating our own Instagram and having to learn a completely different kind of flow, mm-hmm. if that makes any sense. But I kind of like the thought. Maybe we can... I'll ask Director Lara about it. Any other discussion on our old business, Proud to Be a Person with a Disability with Nevada? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to new business. Helen, our internship budget, if you'd like to present on it at all after your report or anything like that, feel free. And if not, we can just look into having a discussion about it.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys all saw the thing I sent in the group chat, but this is the tag. I can pull it up on my phone. This is the tag that we made, like, from scratch. And then this is, like, the little message that we put on there. If you want to see it.
Yeah. Y'all are so sweet.
But basically, like with the budget, it's just like candy, like clear goodie bags, and then ribbon just to tie the bags, and then we're gonna print these out and then just tie them onto the bags and put them in all the mailboxes. So that's like kind of what the budget is. Does anybody have any questions?
Any questions for Helen on the budget?
And we've included like vegan options as well on the candy. Mm. Yeah.
That was going to be my question. Is there any
nut allergy focus as well.
Yeah, so there's like the candy pack that has like nuts, chocolate and stuff like that, and then I also made sure to get like a separate candy pack that's like vegan, vegetarian, and then also steers away from like nut-free environment and stuff like that. Yeah.
Cool. That would be my only question. Moving into some discussion on the budget, does anybody have any thoughts or something like this? I think it's a fun budget. I think it's a cool way for our interns to like get involved with the association and also like
introduce themselves. And also
introduce themselves.
The flyer is kind of funny, so start a conversation.
Yeah, oh God, I hate that thing.
I'm excited for the question.
I hate that flyer. Yeah.
I really like it. It's a really good idea.
Cool. Okay, I am seeking a motion to approve the budget of the IDEA Halloween Graham intern budget request through unanimous consent.
I always forget, I'm sorry. I second.
No, I'm seeking the motion. Yeah.
I'm seeking the motion to...
No, I seek the motion. You make the motion.
I move to approve the budget for the IDEA Halloween Graham intern.
Second.
Is there any dissent to that motion? Seeing none, it's been approved. God, we're getting through these voting things, y'all. This is the worst part of the job.
I didn't know if I was allowed to make that motion.
No, you're good.
Okay. Yeah.
I know it's a conflict of interest.
I think I'm the only one that... Okay. We'll talk about it after the meeting's over. Okay, moving into part B of new business. Open commissioner position. So I talked about this a little bit in the report. I think the most important thing is to just reach out to anybody that you know, anybody that you think would be a good fit in the department. That position specifically is probably the loosest of all of our five positions. It is very passion project oriented. Like if you are very passionate about a very specific thing, you kind of have the space to pursue that a little bit in that position. But with that looseness, it also lacks a little bit of that order that some people really need with like a job. So if you know somebody that would be very comfortable reading policy, doing research, creating legislation, and like working with senators, working with admin, that's kind of the position a little bit. But like I said, it is very passion project based. It is also very timely based. Like if there's something that happens in the news today, the first person to react will probably be our policy commissioner. It really is a very loosely defined position. I think it was the position that was made after the department was created. I think the department was originally four positions. And then later on, a fifth was added. I think it might be the social justice position, although it also might be the marketing and outreach position. I don't remember exactly. So it's a little bit more looser defined. So if you know somebody that kind of thrives in that environment, send them my way. I'd love to talk to them. I'm seeking a cover letter and a resume. Those are the only things that I require. They can send in references. Helen sent in like five references when she applied to be the assistant director. I read all of them. I'll read them if they're sent to me, but they're not necessary. I promise you. I would rather just speak to you in person and kind of catch your vibe there. But if you want to send me, you know, your great grandfather wanted to write a reference, I'll give it a read, okay? Maybe not the best person to write a reference though. Sorry, Grandpappy. So that's the open commissioner position. I'll be working with Svetlana and Lulu and the rest of the students that work behind Central Station, and hopefully we'll be able to connect and speed up the process a little bit, especially with Becca leaving. So I'm shifting a little bit more and focusing on getting that position filled. I'm looking to get it filled in the next month. Probably going to have the position open for 3 weeks and then like 1 week of like making decisions, maybe, or maybe not, but at least a month if there are quality candidates. But I'm not afraid of leaving the position open until next semester, because I know there's a lot of students that would be interested in applying then, and they would also have a GPA after the first semester. So if there are a lot of great candidates but I don't see them fitting in, I will leave the position open if I deem it fit. And if we deem it fit, I can always come back and just ask for y'all's advice and tips and see where y'all think would be best as well. And the very last thing, does anybody have any comments on the open commissioner position or any thoughts or anything they want to say about it? No? Okay. Moving into part C of our new business is the Circle of Change Conference. So, very, very fun opportunity. This is another conference. This isn't one that we would be presenting at. This is one we would be attending. This is something that is open for, they're looking particularly for first generation low-income students and first generation low-income student leaders to come and attend a conference. Originally, Senate was talking about sending some senators because they have a budget for conferences. And Senator Gonzalez reached out to me and asked me if any of us would be interested. I said that I would bring it up, definitely. It looks like this conference, I don't even remember receiving a date. Let me pull it up real quick. But it seems like this conference is definitely focused on students from diverse backgrounds. They're going to talk a little bit about like what you can do after you get your bachelor's degree, like what getting into grad schools looks like as first generation students, and things of that nature. Is there anybody that has any questions or comments about it right now? Is there anybody that's interested? Nicole, Helen. I can look into potentially doing this through our budget.
We do have a budget for it.
Yeah, we do have a budget. So we can look into doing this and we would pay for all the costs. So it's not like you would have to be paying for anything. We would just have to budget it out. I believe it's going to be happening in December. Let me pull it up just to be 100% sure. December 2nd to December 4th. So that Friday to that Sunday.
Is it here in Reno?
No, it is in Long Beach, California.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's going to be on CSU of Long Beach, that campus. So, yeah, we would pay for travel costs. We would pay for, like, room and board. So wherever, whatever hotel that the students would be staying at. If other other association members are going, you'll probably be going as a group. So it'll be like, you know, if it's three of us and then maybe like two senators and one person in the executive department, we'll probably be doing a budget for everybody in one big group. But we'll be trying to budget out the idea people for our own budgeting costs. I think that would be a really great opportunity. I can send you all more details. I'm glad to have people that are interested. Are there any questions about the Circle of Change career leadership experience? Okay. Moving into our, let me pull up the agenda. Moving into our ninth part of the agenda, public comment again. Is there any public comment at this time? Anybody have any thoughts that they would like to say? Taylor, is everything okay? You don't need to say anything. I'm just assuming everything's good if I don't hear anything. Oh, go ahead. Please say your name for the record.
Mars Cooper.
Nice.
Okay, so regarding the Spotify monthly playlist thing, what is the issue with the problematic ones? What was that again?
Go ahead on.
Okay. For that month, our kind of, our campaign this month was Proud to Be a Person with a Disability. So we would be asking students to basically submit music from artists that are visibly disabled or comfortable with that fact. So I thought it was problematic just because some artists do have disabilities that are not visible and that they wouldn't be included in this. So I just thought it was a little problematic, which is why I kind of decided to do something else, which didn't work out, so now we're pivoting again.
I think that's a great question. I think the most important focus is like with these Spotify playlists, it's really just like an act of comfort and celebration. And I think a lot of students would feel very uncomfortable submitting certain artists because I think disability has a very specific connotation, where a lot of people think of like physical limitations and physical ability, but there's a lot of like neurodivergency and a lot of things that also fall into you know, people that live with disabilities. And so I think that the pivot is a very comfortable pivot, especially because some people would be uncomfortable in situations where they might not want to share those parts of their identities. So I think focusing on a different avenue of art to highlight would be better. Is there any other public comment at this time? Go for it.
If a club were to like come up to like you guys, what resources would you guys have available to them? You mentioned like you want clubs to know that you can use them as resources for them. What resources?
You mean a club from our campus specifically?
Yes.
Yeah, so we would be able to connect them with Frankie, who is the club commissioner for the Multicultural Diversity Club Commissioner. And so as IDEA, we can support them basically up into the extent, up into financial ability. That's kind of where it stops. So we can support them with connecting them with professionals, connecting them with different resources on campus, connecting them back to their commissioners in clubs and organizations. And then if they're looking to collaborate for an event, we would be able to spend a budget, our own budget for an event, but it would have to be in collaboration. We can't fund any other clubs because the clubs have to go through a different avenue in ASUN. So kind of the bureaucratic limit stops us from being able to financially support clubs. But if they were to reach out to us, they can connect with us for different resources, different networking abilities, and collaborative events and programs as well. I think that's the main avenues that we would be able to work with clubs to help support them, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, thank you.
Any other public comment at this time? All right. Seeing none, I am adjourning this meeting at 5:47 p.m., on Thursday, October 27th, 2022.